Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. I am Jason Burmis, sitting in for Alex Jones. Alex Jones on assignment in Dallas. It is Wednesday, December 2nd, 2009. 2009 almost on its way out, folks. Flying by. We have a power-packed show. Three guests today, big guests. We've got Catherine Austin Fitz on in the final hour. We're going to be talking about the entire economic meltdown worldwide. Dubai going under, hedges against the dollar. She's going to break it down for us in the final hour. In the second hour, we're going to have Gary Lachman, who wrote the book Politics and the Occult. That should be an exciting one for anybody who follows kind of what the religion is of the elite and why do we have all this symbology. Many of them pose as Christian conservatives, but are they really? So we're going to get deep into that as well. And former Navy SEAL Jim O'Neill has written an article. It's up on Infowars.com all about Climategate, the latest news on Climategate. Penn State is investigating. People are stepping down. In Australia, they could not pass their new emissions trading standard. That went under. The fraud is being exposed. And perhaps the biggest story, arming Goldman with pistols against public, Alice Schroeder. That's right. Goldman Sachs is so worried about some kind of an insurrection or somebody stepping up to the plate and doing something that I don't encourage, but they're so worried about people stepping in that they're now arming their employees. Do you understand why the bankers have been trying to take away our gun rights? Say the Second Amendment just doesn't exist? Put limitations on what you're allowed to have because they're blowing out the economy and they know the masses will not stand for it. Alex is also going to be calling in from Dallas on assignment. Maybe he'll let you in on what he's doing. Very exciting stuff. Let me just read this. I just wrote my first reference for a gun permit. This is out of Bloomberg, by the way. Said a friend who told me of swearing to the good character of a Goldman Sachs Group Incorporated banker who applied to the local police for a permit to buy a pistol. See, they know that the dollar doesn't have long. They know that they've stolen publicly now, according to this same publication, almost $30 trillion, and that was months ago. It's probably well past that. The official number, I believe, was $27 trillion. Let that sink in. Yet we are at record unemployment all over. Detroit looks like a war zone. Where do you see the footage that our guys got there? It's unbelievable. It worked. It looks worse than Katrina, than New Orleans. And that's coming all around the country as the dollar becomes destitute and gold hits a new high yet again. It doesn't seem like there's going to be a roof on this thing. It could hit 1500, folks. Again, when I was listening to Alex Jones back in 2003, you could get an ounce of gold for under $300. And people were telling me then, oh, it's a scam. Gold will never go up. Oh, no, it's only tripled plus in value. You tell me one other investment out there, one other honest investment that's done the same, and there isn't one. And hard currency like gold and silver is what you need to be into as the dollar declines even further. They say all over the place they're bailing out Dubai. And guess what? The war gets escalated in the Middle East. We've been talking about a redistribution of forces since the inception of the Obama administration. It doesn't matter that it comes out in the New York Times that Karzai's brother has been on a CIA payroll for the last 8 years under two separate administrations, even though they're one and the same. Remember, Robert Gates just comes in at the end of the Bush administration and stays over for the Obama administration. This is a guy who was heavily embroiled in the Iran-Contra scandal. And then it comes out for 8 years, this CIA has been paying Karzai's brother, who is a warlord who runs opium. Who runs opium. And then I have to sit there and watch our president, our talking puppet, up in front of West Point, say that we're not an imperialist nation. And we've never tried for world domination. And we would never go into another nation to take its resources. As we do it, as he escalates the war with his false left cover. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to invite you to go to TPR20info.com. If you suffer from chronic or recurring pain, or if you take prescription drugs for pain, then you owe it to yourself to visit TPR20info.com and get TPR20, the effective pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. I use TPR20 for arthritis in my hand, and it works great. It relieves the pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.com, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Visit TPR20info.com and give yourself and those you love the gift of pain relief. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. Again, that is TPR20info.com. Or click on the TPR20 banner on Infowars.com. That's TPR20info.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes sitting in. Alex on assignment in Dallas. He'll be joining us later on in the program. 3 power-packed guests, former Navy SEAL Jim O'Neill coming up at the top of the next hour. Gary Lachman, actually the founding member and guitar player for Blondie. Author of Politics and the Occult, and then, of course, Catherine Austin Fitz. A lot of people have been emailing and calling in, trying to get her on, talk about the financial meltdown that is happening right now. But I want to go to a story that really is a nexus point for that. As the economy collapses, as they have to show their true cards, because it doesn't matter that all these ClimateGate emails come out, guess what went up 2%? The carbon trading market. That supposedly doesn't exist or is just here to protect us. It's not here to bring us world government. But then Kevin Rudd, who's the prime minister over in Australia, clearly said it is about world government. We need world government in order to combat climate change. Yet we had another great victory for humanity yesterday when the ETS, the emissions trading standard, did not pass. Let me say it again, did not pass. So the bankers feel like, well, if we blow out this economy anymore, if we take away any more jobs, I mean, the real unemployment, as Bob Chapman and others will tell you, people like Webster Tarpley, is almost 20%. Almost 20% in the late, great United States of America. So now the Goldman Sachs bankers are getting a little bit worried, and they are applying for pistol permits while they tell the public that guns are dangerous and we should just hand them over. Let's be a society like a Maoist China. After all, we celebrate it in this country now. China's our new best buddy. It's a joke on Saturday Night Live when Obama goes over there and we owe them trillions. And we have to work with them. Meanwhile, as the dollar gets blown out, they slowly but surely boost up the special drawing rights unit, which is the real global currency, which is the real international monetary fund scam out there, as it just soaked up the SEC and the Federal Reserve. They announce it to you at these G20 meetings, and you're sucking your thumb. You don't even understand what's going on. Most people will tell me there isn't even a global currency. It doesn't matter if the following G8 that they show you a model, and by they, I'm talking about the Prime Minister of Russia, Medvedev, shows you a model for this global currency in a hard form. So the bankers are starting to get a little worried in this country because, seriously, folks, we've had it too good for too long. Everybody asks me, why haven't we stood up? Why aren't there people in the streets? Well, number one, the elite are smart and they play us off against each other. They give you that false left-right paradigm. They make it look like a clown, like Glenn Beck is telling you the truth. Do you realize? I watched his show the other day. I was in the coffee room. Do you realize the man is talking to an entire nation of adults like children? Why else would he stand up in front of a chalkboard? He's talking to you like you're 8 and you're listening. People are being suckered in by this guy. And unfortunately, he is probably telling a little bit more of the truth than the rest of the mainstream media, but then he distorts it like he's going to be a savior and tells you that FEMA camps don't exist. Don't really worry about these MIAC reports. Let's not mention 9/11 truth, except in the excerpt that they will help Al-Qaeda to bring down America. All this disinformation flowing at you. And now bankers are being encouraged to pack heat, to pack pistols. Because they don't know when somebody's going to go over the edge after they lost their house, their wife, their car, to these banksters that, again, have openly stolen over $27 trillion. Let that roll through your mind for a moment. $27 trillion. It's not even a real number at this point to most people. People just nod their head. They're like, don't worry, the economy's coming. Obama tells me everything's okay. It doesn't matter if they're talking about a war tax. That's the newest big hilarity out there. They're going to keep taxing you. And now they said, we're just going to tax the rich for the war. You know, because the rich are the ones that pay the taxes in this country. Laugh out loud. No, if we tax the rich, that will give the rich another excuse to raise prices on us and giving us yet another invisible tax besides the inflation we already have, besides the gutting of the dollar. And again, folks, record highs for gold yet again today. So let me read some more of this. I called Goldman Sachs spokesperson Lucas Van Praagh to ask whether it's true that Goldman partners feel they need handguns to protect themselves from the angry proletariat. He didn't call me back. The New York Police Department has told me that as a preliminary matter, it believes some of the bankers I inquired about do have pistol permits. Oh, you know how hard it is, by the way, in New York to get a pistol permit? I can't tell you how difficult it is. Okay, my buddy went over to Iraq. He went over to Iraq. He served, I believe, 2 tours over in Iraq as a National Guardsman. Okay, he was a National Guardsman before that. He tried to get his carry and conceal pistol permit in New York State. They didn't give it to him. Do you know how difficult it is to get a carry pistol? You basically have to be in law enforcement at the time, or you have to be, some kind of a super military guy. You need all sorts of people to be calling to the police department saying, yes, he's a good person. You need a judge. You need some insiders. Well, that's what bankers have. They are truly the puppeteers. So now they can arm themselves in New York, but they tell everybody else in New York that guns are bad. They make them look illegal on TV. They do knocking talks. Oh, how you doing? We're just checking to make sure that everybody's guns are legal. Mind if we come in? They've been doing it for years and years and years and years. And now the bankers need pistols. While we wait, Goldman has wrapped itself in the flag of Warren Buffett, with whom it jointly donate $500 million. See, they actually pose them as like the saviors. Oh, without Goldman Sachs, the sun won't shine. We wouldn't have jobs. They're too big to fail. Since when are these large institutions in a true capitalist system, and it's never been a true capitalist system, too big to fail? No, they should go under. They should be prosecuted for their crimes. They want to convert this market into a carbon trading system. And that's why they keep pushing forward. That's why the White House press secretary, Robert Gibbs, said about climate change and climate gate that it doesn't matter because most people still believe in global warming. It doesn't matter that right in front of me, a climate scientist at center of email controversy to step down. This is Washington Post. And this is the guy we've been telling you about, Phil Jones, the guy who was blatantly caught manipulating information. If you listen to the weekend programs, you know they actually dumped the raw data. They threw it away. Why would you throw away the raw climate data if it proved your point? If it proved your point beyond a reasonable doubt, of course you would not throw away the data and dump it. So now this guy right here, Phil Jones, is stepping down. And by the way, we're going to get to the story about Inhofe asking Barbara Boxer to investigate possible scientific conspiracy in ClimateGate. Of course it's a conspiracy. Listen to Lord Christopher Monckton. If you missed that interview with Alex Jones, you really need to hear that. That happened last Friday. He laid it out. They were trying to bring in global government by stealth, Alex. And we get up here and we read the document, the Copenhagen Treaty. It's the second. 6 days from now, I believe. It's either 6 or 7 days from now. They are going to get together in Copenhagen and start this conference as though ClimateGate doesn't even exist. As if these emails don't prove that the people that were saying man-made global warming is real and you need to pay a carbon tax and you should only have a two-child policy. And yes, we write books like Eco-Science where we say we'll put sterilants in the water. And we actually put out press releases that climate change is increasing prostitution in third world nations. It's pulling more people. I have that headline over here. We'll get to that later. The guy steps down. We may have an investigation in Congress. The emails are real and they're still going. You read that document? The word government appears over 24 times, whether it be government or intergovernmental. And remember, one of the pillars of this document is a new global government. Then the word tax appears at least 12 times. People will tell me, oh, you work the leftists out there. They're admitting that the emails are real. They're admitting it's a problem. George Moonbiot being one of them out of The Guardian. Huge globalist. Wrote a book called The New World Order, by the way. Won't talk about 9/11 truth except in a derogatory manner. Now, this guy is a piece of work. He writes a piece and he says, yes, we have to acknowledge that the emails are real, but we also have to acknowledge that people won't understand why they said the things they did, and climate change is still real. And he uses the term climate change denier, trying to associate anybody that is a skeptic of man-made global warming. And they've changed the definition many, many times. And remember, it was supposed to be global cooling back when my parents were in school. Then when I was in school, they taught us that global warming was happening because there was a hole in the ozone layer from our chlorofluorocarbons, CFCs, spray paints, hairspray, killing the earth that way. Then when that didn't stand up to the data, when that was a big joke, they changed the terminology again, semantical word games. And they said, no, we'll call it climate change. We'll call it man-made climate change. And then we'll figure out a way to tax people for carbon. It doesn't matter that nobody can see carbon during the regular day. And most of the populace is so dumbed down, they have no idea what carbon dioxide is. See, that'll work in our favor. They'll think it's a harmful pollutant. Meanwhile, it's a life-giving gas and part of the natural structure. It's what plants breathe. And we'll put a guy named Al Gore on the cover of Newsweek with a green apple, and we'll start this whole green thing. And he'll make billions, but we'll make trillions. See, he's the front man. So anyway, getting back to this, climate scientist at center of email controversy to step down. A scientist who is one of the central figures in the controversy over hacked emails from the University of East Anglia's Climate Research Unit announced Tuesday that he is stepping down while the university investigates the incident. Remember, these emails said things, we're going to use tricks, we had to hide the data, we can't show you the global cooling trend of the last 8 to 9 years. Unbelievable. Climate skeptics have seized on several thousand emails are out there from Phil Jones, as well are the documents. But you know what's not there? The raw data, because they dumped it. They couldn't let anybody see the raw data that proved that this was bunk. They want their world government by hook or by crook. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis, sitting in Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at HBExtract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at HBExtract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5300. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
Live, it's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in Alex on assignment in Dallas. He'll be calling in later. We got three power-packed guests, but I want to remind people in this short segment that we are documentary filmmakers here, that we do have specials right now at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, especially PrisonPlanet.tv. For only $40, you get 12 full months of this program, of my program that airs 6 to 9 on Sundays. In video, you get all of our documentary films. I've got a new film coming out soon called Invisible Empire. Very proud of that. You get the latest Fall of the Republic, the Obama deception, Nothing bigger on the web, folks. You get them in high quality. And you can get the DVDs right now. You can get four of the biggest DVDs that InfoWars offers, including 9/11 Chronicles, Endgame, Obama Deception, and Fall of the Republic. Comes with a free t-shirt for only $44.95 if you ask for the special. We've got other great specials out there. In fact, we're going to get into 9/11 Truth a little bit later. Talk about that CBC Fifth Estate program, which is really the fairest piece on 9/11 Truth that I've seen out of the mainstream. That's the Canadian Broadcasting Company. And they did not worship Popular Mechanics. They called them out a little bit, and we're going to call them out further later in the program. Play some clips there. Play a clip of John Farmer saying that the 9/11 Commission was a farce. He's like, well, I do empathize with 9/11 Truth a little bit. I mean, we didn't tell something that was the truth, but then he won't even get into the controlled demolition argument. Oh, those are conspiracy theories. But if you want to know what really happened on 9/11, you can do so for only $5. $5. Over at InfoWars.com right now, you get Loose Change Final Cut, the definitive movie in the Loose Change series. Over 2 hours, we've got extras in there. This one really goes through the physical anomalies. And if you want to see the International Intelligence Organization that carried out 9/11, if you want to see who was arrested on that day, from the Israeli operatives to the Pakistanis that funded the operation to the Saudi Arabians that were really a CIA front group giving visas to these hijackers while they were trained at U.S. military bases, and the shadow government, the E-4Bs, are actually caught on video during the war games on the morning of 9/11 at the site of the attacks. Get fabled enemies. All right, let's get back into this climate gate, because it is so important to understand. This scientist, Bill Jones, is now stepping down. Penn State is going to do an investigation. And let's read this one right here, because this is big. Penn State will investigate ClimateGate. Among other things, the Watergate scandal of the 1970s gave us great naming convention for future scandals. Take ClimateGate at Penn State. That's what people are calling the controversy surrounding leaked emails among climate change researchers that climate change opponents say expose the researchers' falsification of data. Which it does. Again, you don't dump the raw data if it actually makes your case. They hid this data for years. They dumped it after the fact because they knew how bad that would be. And luckily, we either had an inside whistleblower or somebody handy with a computer who has exposed the truth on this. And remember, the leftists want to focus on, oh, these emails were hacked. We need more cybersecurity. Let's pass that act. Let's pass the Cyberbullying Act. We need more draconian laws so we can bring in our world government of peace. Meanwhile, their leftist puppet just announced again 34,000 more troops in Afghanistan. It doesn't matter on the campaign trail. He said, if I'm elected president, we will start bringing troops home immediately. Now he says, we're going to put 34,000 more in there, and they've already been escalating this slowly but surely since his inception. 2,000 here, 3,000 there, 4,000 there, 7,000 here. And we've been reporting on it here at InfoWars.com, on the Alex Jones Show, on the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes, telling you the truth. We knew he was a warmonger. We knew he worked for the elite. We knew that he would just continue the same policies, both foreign and domestic, of the Bush administration. See, they start blowing out the economy at the end of the Bush administration. He makes a slight apology. Obama comes to the people and he says, well, we need to pass these bailouts. We need to do all these things that are also going to gut the economy. Meanwhile, we'll stay in the wars, as I tell you, no, we'll withdraw the troops immediately. Now he's putting 34,000 more, but with the spin that in 18 months, he'll start bringing troops home. No actual plan, no actual numbers. But now they're saying, oh, we have an actual plan 8 years later in Afghanistan. How wild is that? And the suckers out there are buying it. What happened to Code Pink? What happened to MoveOn.org? What happened to the anti-war movement? The only person I see any substance that came out of that can see through the lies of the left and the right is Cindy Sheehan. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes sitting in. Alex, coming up. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 hertz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OxySilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are back live. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in. Alex on assignment. He'll be calling in shortly at the top of the hour. We have former Navy SEAL Jim O'Neill, who's written a great piece on how to take these bastards on, how to sue for ClimateGate, how to actually prosecute these people. And we're going to get into that in a moment. Inhofe is asking Barbara Boxer to investigate possible scientific conspiracy in ClimateGate. What do you mean possible? The data speaks for itself. They are liars. They want to tax you for breathing, for being here on God's green earth. Don't you understand what this is about? Again, the dumbed-down populace is buying into carbon dioxide as a taxable substance. Something they can't see, something they can't feel. It almost feels like an episode of The Twilight Zone. And none of their science proves their quote-unquote theory. It's not a theory. It's a way to shake you down. And again, Penn State will investigate ClimateGate. The Penn State administration plans to investigate ClimateGate and determine if it needs to take further action, the Daily Collegian reports. A little more than a week ago, emails exchanged among English University's climate change researchers were illegally obtained from a server and posted online, the report says. Oh, the bad hackers exposed the truth. They were only going to tax the entire world population. Oh, wait, they're still going to the Copenhagen summit. They're still going to try to do this. Robert Gibbs says they don't matter because most people still believe in climate change, in man-made climate change that's taxable. That's the real deal. And we're going to play some of the Obama speech from last night in Afghanistan coming up. And it's towards the end. I'm only going to play a minute or so of it. But he kind of reveals himself and then just uses a big fat lie to drum it up. He starts talking about how the United States has really brought in globalization. Talks about the United Nations and the World Bank. And then he says, well, we haven't always been thanked for our efforts. And then he says, but unlike the powers of the past, we have never sought world domination. Is that a joke? You right now are assisting the globalists militarily, by the way, and not by, you're the front group. That's not my military out there killing brown people for their resources, for their opium, for their oil. For Eurasian Union, they will plan to build out of that. That's not my America. And he says that we've never done this. We've never taken another nation's resources. I mean, I couldn't believe this. So we're going to play that for you in a moment. And let's finish up with this. Penn State will investigate ClimateGate. Climate change opponents say the emails indicate the climate change researchers, including Penn State professor Michael Mann, exaggerated or fabricated global warming data. And according to the report, some emails indicate that the director of the research unit in question may have contacted researchers and asked them to delete certain emails. Of course they did. Penn State officials, who will not discuss the matter, are investigating the controversy. If anything requires further inspection, the school will handle it, a spokesman tells the Daily Collegian. Well, I sure hope so. A panel will read every email leaked and determine if climate change critics have any ground for their accusations, the report says. I would be disappointed if the university wasn't doing all it can to get as much information as possible about the controversy, Mann tells the Daily Copenhagen. See, Mann's trying to play the victim. Oh, they stole my emails. They stole my emails. Well, let's hope it gets taken a step further, a step up. Inhofe asks Boxer to investigate possible scientific conspiracy in ClimateGate. Senator James Inhofe, out of Oklahoma, ranking member of the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works, is calling on Chairman Barbara Boxer to conduct hearings on a possible conspiracy between some of the world's most prominent climatologists to, among other things, manipulate data on so-called global warming. Inhofe said the recent disclosure of emails between several prominent climatologists reveal possible deceitful manipulation of important data and research used by the U.S. Global Change Research Program and the UN's, here it is, the UN's IPCC, which is the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. It is about global government. And once again, thank you, Australia. Thank you for voting down the ETS, the emissions trading standard over there. Thank you for dealing another blow to the globalists. You think Kevin Rudd's not going to go to the Copenhagen Treaty? Oh, he's going. And he's signing on. It doesn't matter that these emails are out there to the elitists, to the globalists. They're going to try to push forward. That's why we have to put pressure on our local representatives, our state officials, and say, no, we are not going to stand for this. These people need to be investigated and prosecuted to the full extent of the law. And we're going to be discussing that big time with Jim O'Neill, former U.S. Navy SEAL, his article up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv right now. We are now going to go to Alex Jones, who's on assignment out in Dallas. Alex, how are you today?
I'm great, Jason. How am I coming into you from downtown Dallas?
Loud and clear, sir.
Good, as I drive around. A little bit colder here than it is in Austin. Well, several issues to discuss. Obviously, I wanted to chime in today with the situation with Obama's troop surge for Central Asia in Afghanistan. But first, I wanted to get into ClimateGate that you were just discussing. ClimateGate, a week and a half ago, when I literally popped champagne on the radio show on the Sunday broadcast, I knew that that was the equivalent of getting the Death Star plans. Now the Death Star has blown up, but the Empire is still there. But this is a major morale booster for everybody that loves truth and liberty and integrity. And it is literally the beginning of the end of the New World Order if we all do our part in educating everyone about this fraud. The heart of the world government system, according to the head of the UN, Ban Ki-moon, Van Rompuy, all of them, is this global carbon tax system. And that's only one element, but the overall fraud that global warming or climate change period is caused by man. For years, scientists and research laboratories would compile their own data, and it didn't show since the 60s what, at the time, the UN was saying the Earth was going into an ice age, when they said, no, it's actually warming. And then by the 90s, they said, okay, it's heating, because we were in a heating trend. And the scientists said, yes, but that's not man-made. That's the sun and other factors. And then in the last 9 years, it's been dramatically cooling, according to all the major weather stations that actually have devices, the thermometers and other devices to keep computerized records. And so for those that don't know, yesterday, Phil Jones, the head climatologist for the UN, this is the research lab where all the world's data was collated by the UN and where it was cooked. Everyone knows we have their internal emails. We have their internal computer programs they use with notes by the programmers in the programs for future programmers that have problems, how to carry out the fraud, how to persecute scientists, how to persecute peer-reviewed journals, how to get people fired. So that's a whole other criminal area right there, not just hiding the decline, fixing the data, manipulating it, and hiding the fact that the world's been getting colder for the last 9 to 10 years as they began to panic. Well, now Phil Jones, the head ringleader of the scientists, who was recruited by the United Nations, we now have those internal documents as more and more spills out to go out and recruit others for fraud, he is now stepping down. First, it was three members of the number two party in Australia. Now it's five members have resigned. Others are stepping down in disgust over what their own party's been pushing with the climate tax they've already passed over there that hooks into the UN system. There are investigations in New Zealand, in Canada, in the U.S., with all the major national weather services caught integrating the fraud, fixing their data on their end in line with the Climate Research Center in East Anglia, England. So this is only the beginning. Just like when the police pull somebody over for speeding and there's blood in the back seat, so they pop the trunk and they find a woman with her head severed in the back. That was Climategate. That was that was the documents being leaked by, it's clear now, inside staffers who didn't want to be part of the fraud. Then they go to the farmhouse, and that's what's happening now, and they're digging up hundreds of bodies. And so new bodies are popping up every day, new crimes, evidence of the crimes are coming out, and this is exploding in their face even more spectacularly than I thought. Again, I thought it might take months and months or years to blow up the Death Star. Again, that's my Star Wars analogy. But no, the plans got stolen to the Death Star. The Death Star blew up yesterday. But again, we still got Super Star Destroyers to deal with. We've still got the main Imperial Force to deal with. They're still garrisoned in all our towns, all our cities. Al Gore admits it's a religious cult, which the UN said in the 70s they were going to use. And again, in 96, in their biological diversity assessment, that man likes religions. They would package a neo-eugenical religion around exterminating humans and restricting our numbers and one-child policies. So literally, they are burning to the ground. They tried to ignore it. They tried to spin it. But the emails, the computer programs, the documents, the university investigations going on in Canada, England, Australia, New Zealand, Germany are so devastating. A whole bunch of different professors are about to be kicked out. They're about to lose their tenure. That's happening in Pennsylvania. That's happening in Toronto. It's happening in London. It's happening in Perth. It's happening literally everywhere as the rats leave the sinking ship. And guaranteed, it's already happening, more leaks are going to happen, more documents are going to come out, more evidence, more whistleblowers, more people that don't want to go to prison, because this is criminal, are now starting to blow the whistle. Because you're talking about a global UN program, and their documents came out 2 days ago, where they've orchestrated this for world government, for global governance, and as a world tax. So everyone should rejoice at this right ahead of Copenhagen. But at the same time, not just rejoice at what's happening, but redouble and then redouble and then redouble and then redouble and then redouble. Because we've been given a spirit of weakness. We've been given a spirit of not having victory. We've been given a mindset, an idea, an outlook that we're powerless. The globalists have always drilled this into our heads because they know we are incredibly powerful, incredibly dynamic. When we have truth on our side, which we do. And so this is a wondrous thing that is happening, but this is only the beginning. Lord Monckton, next Monday and Tuesday, is going to be reporting live. We just confirmed this morning, talking to his wife. He's going to be reporting to us live next week from the Copenhagen, Denmark, global government, global tax treaty, where they admit they take over all the banking, all the systems, give it all to the IMF. This couldn't have come out at a better time. And it turns out 6.5 weeks ago at East Anglia, researchers there were very upset. That's in some of the emails saying you can't hide this for you. You can't lie. We shouldn't have done this. And now all the smart money is on the fact that junior researchers and scientists and doctors and climatologists at that huge center are the ones that released this, that it was directly, quote, stolen, what is the people's data, out of the system. Also, in the emails, they're talking to different government officials in England and the U.S. about how to block FOIAs, the Freedom of Information Act request they have in England and in the United States. So this is only the beginning. We are winning. Keep drumming. Keep beating the drum of truth. Keep emailing everyone. Keep getting the stories from Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We have links up there to Lord Monckton's Climate Gate breakdown paper he's written that is stunningly powerful and condenses everything. He's barely even been sleeping, I'm told, to have put this together, this compendium of the latest fraud and the history of their fraud. We are witnessing history right now as these Stalinistic, Hitlerian, Maoistic, Pol Potish people are being routed. This was their pretext to grab control of all resources on the planet and vertically integrate them into the hands of the bankers. I know you have a guest coming up next hour on that front. So this is just a gigantic victory, Jason.
Absolutely, Alex, and we have more victories than that. Penn State will investigate Climategate. Inhofe asks Boxer to start an investigation on possible scientific conspiracy in Climategate. And just yesterday, the Australia carbon laws failed. The emissions trading scheme went down in Parliament. People are waking up, yet our leaders still are marching towards this treaty as if nothing is happening. Gibbs is saying in the press room, that's the president's secretary, his press secretary, he's saying that it doesn't matter because most people still believe in climate change, Alex.
Well, notice that's a fraud hidden in plain view right there. First, it was global freezing in the 60s. Then by the 80s and 90s, it was global warming. Now, 6 months ago in the New York Times, their own memos came out where the White House was saying, now say climate change, deteriorating atmosphere, the oceans are going to turn to acid, basically Chicken Little. They are caught red-handed. This is the equivalent of 20 high-powered torpedoes hitting their aircraft carrier. Their aircraft carrier magazine, where all the armaments are stored, just blew up like a fireworks factory. And this is just absolutely devastating. Now, here's the bad news. Washington State's already taxing business owners. They have to track their employees. They take the train, the bus, or the car. If they tax them, depending on what they take. The federal government and multiple states, including Texas, are moving to put tracker systems in all our cars. The taxes by the miles, a carbon tax. Schwarzenegger has banned big televisions. He's putting a tax. The legislature didn't pass a law. He just had his energy commission, the bureaucracy, do it. There are so many hundreds, when I say hundreds, I mean hundreds, of different carbon taxes and environmental taxes that are nothing to do with the environment, nothing to do with real environmental issues we have, like toxic waste, genetic engineering, cross species, things that we talk about so much. This is also a big diversion from all of that. So in the UN documents that came out 2 days ago that Paul Watson's written about, they brag, we've taken over the children. We're brainwashing their children. The kids are coming home, tattling on their parents, writing them mock tickets. They're giving the kids uniforms. Worldwide, they are literally taking over our children. We are simply winning a major battle right now, but the war is on, and we have to root them out of the school district. We have to root them out of the colleges. We have to shout these frauds down everywhere. That's why it's so beautiful. We've got them on tomorrow. What We Are Change Chicago did when they did the best job I've ever seen of exposing him face-to-face in front of all the media for Climategate and Al Gore getting red in the face. This is now happening everywhere they go. This is just so amazing to see people taking action, getting involved, and standing up against this corruption. But the battle is now on. The royal rumble is now on. And we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back for 5 minutes and talk about Afghanistan and then let Jason do his next guest. I appreciate you sitting in on short notice, Jason. But I also want to put a plug in for Fall of the Republic. Fall of the Republic, an hour of the 2-hour, 24-minute film, is about the climate fraud, how it's really eugenics. Now people are noticing that Michael Crichton wrote a big essay before he died about how climate cult is really a eugenics cult. Anybody who's a researcher from the left, right, it doesn't matter, is now discovering this, and our listeners are getting the word out about this. And so by exposing ClimateGate, their entire eugenics global population reduction scheme has been blown sky high. It is a chain reaction, ladies and gentlemen. Everyone can feel the victory, the spirit of liberty, the spirit of truth and integrity literally in the air.
Absolutely, Alex. The emails speak for themselves. The fact that these scientists dumped the raw data speaks for itself. If the data proved what they said, they would have kept that data. No, they had to keep it out of the hands of the truth. This is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma sitting in. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. So get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Our country has borne a special burden in global affairs. We have spilled American blood in many countries on multiple continents. We have spent our revenue to help others rebuild from rubble and develop their own economies. We have joined with others to develop an architecture of institutions from the United Nations to NATO to the World Bank that provide for the common security and prosperity of human beings. We have not always been thanked for these efforts, and we have at times made mistakes. But more than any other nation, the United States of America has underwritten global security for over six decades, a time that for all its problems has seen walls come down and markets open and billions lifted from poverty unparalleled scientific progress and advancing frontiers of human liberty. For unlike the great powers of old, we have not sought world domination. Our union was founded in resistance to oppression. We do not seek to occupy other nations. We will not claim another nation's resources or target other peoples because their faith or ethnicity is different.
There he is, just spouting his propaganda. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. And what did you think about that, Alex?
Well, it's off the charts. I mean, the United States, that is the banks that hijacked us in 1913. In 1945, created the United Nations, the Presidio Naval Station in San Francisco. Our government created the World Bank and runs it. Our government created NATO. It's used as part of the global imperium. We have hundreds of internal Pentagon documents, the PNAC documents written by Dick Cheney, saying we're an empire, saying we're here for global domination. Henry Kissinger, Zbigniew Brzezinski, the main advisors on foreign policy to Barack Obama, admit we're an empire in multiple books that they've written, like the Grand Chessboard and others, and countless speeches. He sits there and says, we're not a tool of global domination. And he plays that mind game of going, we're angry with the UN and the World Bank and NATO because they don't appreciate us. So the average American goes, yeah, he doesn't like the UN. This is the guy who's still currently the only sitting president to ever be the head of the UN Security Council. This is the guy allowing their foreign corporate creation. They built the UN as an offshore corporate crime syndicate to then come in and hijack the United States that built it to begin with. The Federal Reserve has created its own international government so it can cede authority directly to a government that's illegitimate that it created. Obviously, we're occupying Iraq. Obviously, the globalists are using American muscle and blood and money in Afghanistan and bankrupting us in the process. You know, I said months ago, not that I'm smart, I know the Pentagon game. Oh, we're going to be in Iraq 6 months. Oh, then 2 years and we'll look at it. Oh, we increase the troops and another 2 years we'll remove those troops but keep the original troops. And then he said again, oh, in 2 years I'll look at removing the additional 30,000+, but we're always going to stay there. So it's the exact same Pentagon line. He's reading off a Pentagon teleprompter. Everything is written for him, just like George Bush. They put Obama in to get the left to stand down against the war. And notice I was watching CNN last night and they admitted, well, actually, Obama sent 80,000 troops. This will be 80,000. That's right. I mean, he already sent 40-something thousand in the last 11 months that no one discussed because the big distraction of, oh, will he have a surge? What will he do on the war? Oh, you know, to give him left cover, they had the fake right in this song and dance come out and say, oh, he won't beef up the troops when they need it, when he already escalated it with NATO troops, UN troops, and 40,000+ U.S. troops, now an additional 30,000+. And in 3 years, you watch, they're going to send even more. And by the way, Afghanistan is a great success. It is. It's not there for democracy. It's not there for freedom. It's there to have wars with the opium wars over the $500 billion a year in opium. It's over the Unocol pipeline. It's over the no-bid weapons contracts. The war on drugs, more people in prison, great success. It's meant to put you in prison. It's meant to keep drugs illegal so they can launder the proceeds.
And now they're discussing a war tax. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Clinton says Karzai must meet words with action. The same old rhetoric. It doesn't matter that in the Bush administration, into the Obama administration for the past 8 years, the CIA has been running drugs with Karzai's brother. That's right, running drugs with Karzai's brother on the opium market. Now we're getting tough in Afghanistan with another 34,000 troops. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. Alex, what do you think about that?
Well, it came out in the early 70s in congressional testimony. The CIA was shipping most of the opium out of Southeast Asia. This is declassified. The 1996 CIA Inspector General testified before Congress. I have it on tape. It's on C-SPAN that the CIA ships in most of the cocaine. This is an open secret, and they now admit, oh, our troops guard the poppies so the Taliban won't get it. There's over 13-fold pre-9/11 amount of opium. World records have been broken three times over. 80-plus, almost 90% of world opium that turned into heroin and other opiate drugs pouring out of Afghanistan. This is a war over the $500 billion that, again, they can leverage in the banks to over $5 trillion a year. Again, devastating success, total precision by the Pentagon. They turned America into a police state. Obama, in his speech, was talking about we're this beacon of light and hope and freedom. Really, we're worse than China on many fronts. G20, they would sound cannon young children out walking their dog or playing football in their front yard. They'd go on the university at night saying no one's allowed on the streets and beat women that were on bicycles with clubs and attack old women with police dogs coming out of grocery stores. All on video. I mean, this is a sick joke. America has been captured by the same offshore banks that publicly fund the carbon tax takeover. And in closing on the carbon tax takeover, with your next guest coming up, let's not forget, hundreds of billions have been spent in the last two decades setting up this environment cult built around these taxes that has nothing to do with the environment. They candy coated reasonable things like electric cars and windmills. It has nothing to do with any of that. It's about taxing and regulating and tracking and tracing everything you do with carbon rations. There's no more debate, no more denial. They are not going to give up without one hell of a fight. But if we never shut up about climate gate, if more and more comes out, which it is, and if we keep pointing out you're just a bunch of fraud criminals and quit debating them. I mean, look, they put Karzai in. They copied them with fake elections. Then our government complains about it to have the illusion that he's not controlled by the criminal globalists. It's all theater. It's all staged. Obama and Bush work together. They're just mid-level puppets. Kissinger and Brzezinski and Rockefeller and Senator Jay Rockefeller are many levels above them in the pyramid, and that's what we expose in the Obama deception and fall of the Republic. That's why people have to get it and make copies and give it to everyone, because people are now ready to hear the truth. We, as hardcore patriots, know the truth. It's old to us. It's new to everybody else, and people are listening like a man who is thirsting to death, dying of thirst in the desert. And we're sitting here on a, you know, million gallons of ice water thinking that he doesn't want it. They want it. They're ready. Teach people the basics. And I just keep plugging my films. Endgame, Terror Storm, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, your film, Fabled Enemies, your film coming up. And it's so incredible. I mean, the level that we're taking everything to with Invisible Empire coming out in February. Folks, we're on the march, and you are carrying the ball with the listeners and the activists. I salute you. And the guy coming up next. Great idea, not just criminal charges, which are forthcoming, and people getting kicked out of the universities, losing their tenure. We need everybody who's been preyed on by these criminals, and all these professors, they got fired. We need all of them to sue these bastards, because in discovery, everything will come out, ladies and gentlemen, and everything is coming out. So, Jason, keep it up. I know you got a bunch of other big guests, including Catherine Austin Fitch, get her take on climate change and global government coming up later on the 2nd of December, 2009 edition. Don't forget Jesse Ventura's show tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, that I'm a consultant on and also appear in 5 of the 7 episodes. You don't want to miss a conspiracy theory. Ventura laying out 9/11 truth on Larry King Live. He's the real deal.
It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this with ex-Navy SEAL Jim O'Neill.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to invite you to go to TPR20info.com. If you suffer from chronic or recurring pain, or if you take prescription drugs for pain, then you owe it to yourself to visit TPR20info.com and get TPR20, the effective pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. I use TPR20 for arthritis in my hand, and it works great. It relieves the pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.com, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Visit TPR20info.com and give yourself and those you love the gift of pain relief. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. Again, that is TPR20info.com. Or click on the TPR20 banner on Infowars.com. That's TPR20info.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to ENERFOOD.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 Hz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OxySilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll-free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are back. It's The Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. We have former Navy SEAL Jim O'Neill coming up to discuss his latest article up at Infowars.com on the climate gate situation. We're going to be covering that full spectrum in just a moment, but I want to thank some of our great sponsors that make this show possible. www.ecolablue.com. That's ecolablue.com. Folks, what can I say? It pulls water out of the air, reverse osmosis, none of the toxins, none of the fluoride, all of the good times. 1-800-691-6043, 1-800-691-6043, or go to ecolablue.com. Let me tell you, the water is delicious. And again, you don't need to hook this up to a sink or any kind of filtration system. It pulls it from the air, ecolablue.com. And I'd also like to thank Ecuador Central. EcuadorCentral.com believes we all have a duty to protect our families and our wealth. If you are considering a new life somewhere else, want a second home outside of the U.S., or if you want to invest in a growing economy, Ecuador Central can help you. Go check them out at EcuadorCentral.com. ecuadorcentral.com. All right, I am pleased to have our next guest on. He's a former military man, and he is standing up to the climate change debacle, the lie that's out there, the modus operandi for these people to get world government and a carbon tax for every global citizen, as they call them. How you doing today, Jim?
I'm doing great, Jason.
So why don't you just, for the listeners, go over an overview of your past military experience and why you've taken an interest in the climate gate situation?
Sure. Just briefly, I was in the underwater demolition team 21 and SEAL team 2 back in the early 70s. And the reason why I'm trying to be on top of this whole ClimateGate thing is once I heard about these files being leaked or hacked from East Anglia, I knew this was it. This was the Achilles heel. And it, as Alex said, just redouble and redouble and redouble efforts to bring this out, keep it out, put it on the front burner, and keep it on the front burner. Just this is it, man. We got to go after this and pound at it.
Absolutely. And with these world leaders just to continue with their operation to not say, oh my God, this has been exposed as a fraud. We shouldn't go to this Copenhagen Treaty. I mean, I've got headlines out of Reuters right now that the carbon market out of the European Union, yet another step towards global governance, is up 2% today. How is that possible now that we have exposed that man-made climate change, as they call it, is nothing but a fraud? Let's go over some of the highlights of your article. Attention lawyers make millions off of ClimateGate crooks. Let's talk about this. What do you think are some of the hot points of this?
Well, I love the idea of going after them in a legal way. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no tort reform in the health care bill because there's so many lawyers on the left, and we need to switch that around. There are a great number of patriotic conservative lawyers, and if they start suing the various agencies and individuals involved in ClimateGate, I think, well, that number one, that'll keep it on the front burner, and number two, they're going to make a lot of money, and number three, it'll bring it out to the public's awareness.
Absolutely, and this isn't really a new idea. The co-founder of the Weather Channel, John Coleman, I believe it was last summer, actually said, you know what, we should go after Al Gore and his minions and supporters and sue them for fraud. This was before these emails came out. Let's not forget these emails were leaked to the mainstream press. I believe it was something like 6 weeks before they actually hit the net. And bloggers started to pick up on it, and then they could not ignore that these emails were actually real. Obviously, the media and the elite have a vested interest in suppressing this information, so lawyers don't do what you just said they should do, and that's go after these criminals and make a pretty penny doing so.
Absolutely. The media has painted themselves into a corner, and they can't get out of it without getting egg all over their face. It's unbelievable what a big cover-up is going on. It's the biggest news story in world history, and they're like, oh, well, whatever.
And exactly. Totally, and I mean, you have the press secretary, Gibbs, getting up on television. When he's asked about ClimateGate, he says, well, that doesn't really matter because most people still believe in man-made climate change. And it doesn't matter. Barack Obama is still going to go to this Copenhagen Treaty. Let's hope that he doesn't sign some kind of a treaty or a referendum, or they put out a communique in which he pledges us to cut our carbon emissions. And it's not cutting our carbon emissions. It's taxing everybody for living and breathing. Let me read some of this article, which is up over at Infowars.com right now. Idiots, crooks, and criminals. There are only around 24 individuals directly involved in the criminal fraud committed by climatology scientists. Did you hear that, folks? Only around 24. These people, or as Lord Monckton calls them, idiots, crooks, and criminals, should be tried in an international court for crimes against humanity. Agreed. These people are already responsible for the deaths of millions of people worldwide. Let's stop right there and discuss that. Because as they subsidize things like corn for ethanol, they are taking away food from third world nations. And people are literally starving to death, yes?
Absolutely. The far left has historically been very enamored of population control. And, you know, some people will say that's why they banned DDT. But regardless, they want to cut down on the world's population. And they've discussed various ways of doing this, and no doubt starvation is one of them. And it's one of the reasons, the other being that they want to wipe out the middle class, but it's what population control is one of the reasons why they're cutting back on America's food production.
Absolutely, and let's not forget people like Kissinger and institutes like the United Nations have talked about using food as a weapon. That's right, food as a weapon. Let's read some more of this article. Their insistent, loud, hysteric calls for CO2 reduction, or else, have resulted in the implementation of laws that have bilked taxpayers, corporations, and entire countries out of billions of dollars, and not to mention really put another arm in their command and control cashless society control grid. You look at the Netherlands, they have passed laws now that by 2011, each car will be taxed by the mile, and they'll do this by installing a GPS device in each vehicle and taxing you by the kilometer. By the kilometer. Think about how crazy that is. They're using carbon as an excuse not only to tax you, but track, trace, and database you daily as you're in your vehicle. This is wild stuff, Jim. Did you ever think that this would be being implemented globally? I mean, when you see it coming to the United States and you are a veteran, you have served for this country, doesn't it just turn your stomach?
Oh, it's unbelievable to me. But at the same time, you got to believe it. It's happening. But fortunately, many, many people are waking up to what's going on. And I think that I know that this climate gate is going to wake a lot of people. There's going to be a huge upheaval.
Well, I certainly hope so. I hope that the listeners out there are just seeing this as a beginning when Penn State says it will investigate ClimateGate, when Inhofe is asking Barbara Boxer to start a congressional investigation into the possible, and it's not possible, and it's not probable, it's the proven conspiracy in ClimateGate. When the man has to step down, okay, when he has to step down from his position as a university professor, when these ghouls have to destroy all the original data and find a way to get away from Freedom of Information Act requests, I mean, that's like having not only the blood on their hands, but spattered all over their body as well.
Yep, and the mass media is like, well, what problem? We don't see it.
Well, when you see the leftists out there, the globalist leftists such as George Moonbeot, and I keep bringing him up because he is an unapologetic globalist who has called for global governance, who has written a book called The New World Order, who now has pieces out there saying, look, we can't ignore ClimateGate and we can't act like these emails exist, but we have to point out that most people are misinterpreting what the emails mean and they're just too dumb to understand that climate change is real. And then he uses what I consider a disgusting term for anybody who questions man-made climate change, which is nothing more than a hoax, a proven hoax, folks. He calls them climate change deniers, trying to associate us with Holocaust denial. And that, again, is beyond repulsive.
It's the whole term climate change. It's so generic. What does it mean? Well, it can mean anything they want it to mean. You know, as you have pointed out, they started with global cooling, then they went to global warming, now it's climate change, which, yeah, of course the climate changes. It can cover anything they want it to cover, but once you, this whole ClimateGate thing should awaken people to the fact that they've been scammed, and it's fraud, it's racketeering on an international level, and how much money are you going to be willing to put out paying in taxes individually in state taxes and national taxes for something that doesn't exist? It's incredible.
It is incredible to me that the general populace out there, the people who are, you know nothing do-gooders, you know, people who are being used by the system, they think they're helping the system. They're like, well, we got to save the world and, you know, climate change is going to kill us all. They've tricked them into thinking CO2, something that is invisible to them, virtually invisible to them, is a taxable substance, something that can't really be measured. But they can guilt you into having saying, oh, you have a large home. You have a nice car. You put out too much garbage. We need the climate cops, the climate police. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis setting in. More with Jim O'Neill.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GrafUnder safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's DRYING123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. We're discussing ClimateGate with former Navy SEAL Jim O'Neill. Let me read some of this article for you. CO2 is not a danger, and it never has been. All of this toxic greenhouse gas nonsense is a load of rubbish. Scientists are familiar with the Cambrian explosion, a period in the Earth's distant past when, in a relatively brief period of time, new forms of life burst into being around the globe. During the Cambrian explosion, CO2 levels were approximately 20 times higher than they are today. That hardly qualifies CO2 as some sort of life-threatening toxin or a man-made toxic gas, for that matter. At periods in the Earth's past, CO2 levels have been up to 10,000 times higher than they are today. I'm not saying that such extreme levels are healthy. I'm just pointing out to the auto industry, for example, most assuredly had nothing to do with the extreme levels of CO2 millions of years ago. When Mother Nature feels like it, she can leave one huge carbon footprint. So why do you think the public has been so duped, Jim? Why can't people look at this, understand that CO2 has been at levels of 10,000 times, according to mainline science, what they are today, yet we're willing to give our sovereignty over to global governance and a carbon tax?
Well, excuse me, I would say the lamestream media is a large part of it, and Hollywood, of course, and academia. And they're all in cahoots to push this agenda, and some for greed, but mostly, I think, for political reasons. They have a political agenda, and this is a way to topple the industrialized nations by making it so expensive to build plants, manufacturing plants, and power plants, and for food production. And it's on several different levels. You know, this is Agenda 21. This is the population control. This is the spreading the wealth, sustainable development, which is another word for that, really. It's communism or Marxism, if you will. It's just wearing new clothes. And they've been at this game for quite a while now, and it's at the point now where they believe that they can take off the mask. And you know, but people are waking up now, and I hopefully Obama jumped the gun a bit, and there's still enough time where we can stop this and then go on a different path. I wouldn't say reverse it. I don't want to go back. But the status quo is no longer acceptable, and we need to think outside the box and go in a conservative direction, but in a new direction.
Why don't, for the listeners, you give just a quick overview of how we should pursue these lawsuits against the criminals?
Sure. I would say it's on an individual basis. You could sue people like Michael Mann at Penn State. You can sue the state, the different EPA, sustainable development agencies. Every county in the country has one now. All the departments in the U.S. government have their Agenda 21 protocols in place. It's almost an infinite list of places you could go to sue for being defrauded of your money. I mean, it's stealing. If they're using these facts and figures, which are not based on reality, to steal money from you, that's fraud, and it's international fraud, and it's local fraud, and also not to mention there's also emotional distress caused by all of this, and I see a number of reasons to sue, and an almost infinite number of places to sue.
Do you have an email or a website we could give out where people could contact you and discuss this further?
Well, at this point, really, go to Canada Free Press and comment on my article section.
Absolutely. We have that same article over at Infowars.com right now. If we don't step up, if we don't take action, if we don't go after them where it hurts, and that's their pocketbooks, how else are we supposed to expose this fraud? After all, the mainstream media, again, wants to spin ClimateGate. They want to make it about hackers and illegal emails, and you don't understand what this data means. And again, the press secretary of the White House is saying it doesn't matter because most people still believe in man-made climate change. What do you expect is going to come out of this Copenhagen Treaty in about 20 seconds?
Well, I hope nothing. But knowing Obama, he'll sign it. I mean, the man seems just not to care about what the people want. He just cares about his far left agenda. So I fully expect him to sign.
He truly serves his globalist masters. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this. I'm Jason Burma setting in. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health major. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. Alex is out on assignment in Dallas. He may call in yet again. We got a couple more guests coming up for you. At the top of the next hour, Gary Lachman, former founding member and guitarist of Blondie, on his book, Politics and the Occult, and of course, Catherine Austin Fitz for all the news financial. But right now, we have Bob Chapman popping in for about 10 minutes or so to discuss, you know, this surge of gold. Again, it's hitting record highs, and the global economic meltdown and how that relates to the Dubai situation that is now hitting the mainstream media. How you doing, Bob?
Pretty good. Nice to be back again. We got gold at 1213. That's $1,213 is where it's trading right now in the February market. And all the shares are up, all the coins are up, exactly as Ted Anderson and myself and Alex said they would be. And we got a long, long way to go yet. And I think, in fact, Dubai is probably in some ways affecting this, expediting it. I have an interim number here of 1325. a pullback of $50 to $100, and then another rally up to $1,680 by the beginning of April. And then by the end of the year, 2,500 to 3,000. And the following year, if things work out the way I think they will, it'll go much higher.
So you're telling me within a year's time, you expect gold to hit $2,500 to $3,000 or $3,000 an ounce when only a year ago, around a year ago, it was trading around $800 and back in 2003, it was below $300.
That's right. And the listeners to this program and Alex and Ted and everybody has been buying and they're all making money. Well, at least they're offsetting the losses that the dollar's taking because it's under pressure all the time. And we're going to come out solvent in the end, and we're going to be able to do a lot of good things. What Alex and I have been talking about on the air is what now major programs are talking about. In fact, yesterday, if you can believe this, Rush Limbaugh was talking about the Fed and the 1207, and he put a little tape on Ron Paul, and then he put one of mine on from some show, I don't know. But it shows you that they're being drawn into this, whether they like it or not. And so I imagine that Alex's ratings probably are going through the roof as well. But anyway, getting on to Dubai, we only got 10 minutes here. And it was not a coincidence that the bad information was released on Thanksgiving. It was done deliberately to take gold and silver and commodities down and keep the market from going down 500 points. And what happened was the market didn't go down 500 or 100, down 150 and a little bit more the following day. The gold went down 50 and came back to a minus 12 and went up the next few days, and the same with silver. So they really didn't accomplish very much. But as far as what this is going to mean in the future is, if you take all of their off balance sheet items there in Dubai, you're going to find that the debt is probably somewhere between $60 and $120 billion. And part of it will be picked up by Abu Dhabi, and part of it will be picked up by European and U.S. banks, and they'll paper it over. It'll take 2 or 3 years to do it. Probably 1 to 2 is more likely. It's not a good event, and it's part of what is causing gold to go up. Gold is not going up because of inflation. Gold is going up because sophisticated investors, professionals, people with money, they are saying to themselves, we don't believe what the central banks in the top 8 and 10 nations of the world are saying. We've lost confidence and trust in them, and we want gold because we know they're not telling us the truth. And that's where this is all going.
Well, I'm looking at the mainstream networks now. When I'm on MSNBC, when I'm on Fox News, when I'm on CNBC, all I'm seeing now are advertisements, either cash for gold or how you need to invest in gold. Gold is the new big investment. I mean, when the commercials are admitting that in under 10 years' time, gold has more than tripled in its value, there are literally no other investments that I can think of, at least honest ones, that have done that.
You're absolutely right, and we've been in the forefront for the last 10 years, and everybody who's been a subscriber has made money. Some of them made gugobs of money. And if you look at the ratings, I'm sure you're familiar with the ratings on the talk shows, mm-hmm. which is TalkStream Live. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, and Shoutcast.
Yeah, they had me first.
Oh, wow.
This week, above Hannity, Beck, Donahue, Laura. I got the charts right in front of me here. And so why am I telling you that? I'm telling you that because, like Alex and I have talked about so many times on the program, and that is, we got them on the run, and I love it.
Where do you, you know, when you talk about gold in 12 months' time, and again, 12 months ago, it was around 1,800, or I'm sorry, 800, and now we're at a record of 1,200. When you talk about it at 2,500 to 3,000 a year from now, what does the U.S. economy even look like?
Well, it all depends on whether they have another stimulus, and it all depends on whether the Federal Reserve removes $1.5 trillion from the economy. They want to, because they don't want hyperinflation. But if they pull the $1.5 trillion out, part of which would come from TARP money coming back in again, which banks are using to gamble in the stock market with. If they don't take the money out and there's another stimulus program, then we'll go sideways in the economy, but that won't affect gold at all. And if they do pull the money out, $1.5 trillion, we're going to head downward, even if there was a stimulus package of, say, $400 billion. I mean, they're damned if they do and damned if they don't. There's no way out for these people. They're in a cage and they can't get out. They're like wild animals. And believe me, in their minds, that's where they're going. I mean, when you have a blank fine, who's the head of Goldman Sachs, say, we're doing God's work. I mean, you've got to be kidding. Their God is not the same as mine. Their God is Lucifer. And they are not doing the work of the American people or anybody else. They're enriching themselves, and they're trying to ensconce more power into their hands.
The InternationalForecaster.com is the website. Briefly before you go, Bob, where are we in terms of unemployment, and where do you see us in terms of unemployment in 6 months to a year?
It depends upon the package. If there's no package, the figures that have been declining from the bad levels they were at will start back going back up again. So we'll go from 22.2% during next year to 25%. Maybe 30%. If they have a stimulus package and they increase lending to the business and public, it'll stay relatively in the same area. It all depends on what they do.
All right, Bob, thank you so much. Tell people where they can get the newsletter.
TheInternationalForecaster.com. And where's that number? I can't find it right now. Where is it?
We've got Ted Anderson coming up. What, you got the number? Go ahead.
877-479-8178. That's toll free. 877-479-8178. And hello, Ted, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Bob. Let's go now to GCN founder Ted Anderson and Midas Resources. Ted, again, another record-setting day today.
You know, all I can say is get Fall of the Republic and watch that thing, and you'll be able to tell why this is happening. We're watching the dollar crumble in front of our eyes. As a matter of fact, it's not happening in front of our eyes because they're closed. We're sleeping when it's happening. Foreigners are pushing the market up. I was watching gold last night. I was working here till about 9:30, and I'm every now and then peeking into the Asian market to see what's going on. And gold had run up from the 1190 level, which it was here in the New York market when it closed, over 1200. It was trading right around 1210. And I'm walking around to my brokers. I said, you watch this. Gold will be opening up around that 1220 range. And sure enough, it did. I mean, today it's hit a high. Currently, right now, it's the highest, 1217. But that is so close to that 1220. That's what's going on. I mean, the foreigners want to get out of this stuff. Just like Bob said, they no longer trust the central banks. And why would you? Each one of them have a printing press, and every time there's a problem, they just turn it on and start liquefying the value of the currencies that they're representing. In their case, it's the Federal Reserve System. You know, we have a runaway spending government that has to depend upon people lending them money in order to operate, and they're not getting it anymore. They're not getting earned money from foreigners to buy U.S. government treasuries, which is a loan to the government. And so they have to turn to the Fed, which turns on the printing press, and whammo, you have rising gold prices and falling dollar. Surprise, surprise. It's been just a very interesting, very rocky, topsy-turvy market. It's just all I can say is that the handwriting's on the wall. I do believe Bob is right. I was completely surprised to see gold jump over 1,200 so soon as it did. I was expecting it to sort of dabble around in that 1,180 range, but it just jumped right over that, which just tells me that $1,300 an ounce is very close as well. So It just, you know, the U.S. Mint had to stop mining or stop producing U.S. Eagles and Silver Eagles because they're running out of planchettes. They've got too many back orders of what they already have, so they put a stop to it. They didn't even say when they're going to start producing them again. And the premiums on Silver Eagles and U.S. Eagles are skyrocketing right now because of it. You know, this is the kind of thing that I had going on just a couple of years ago when gold and silver was running up like it was. And I just need to say, if you're not willing to at least take a look, if you have your money socked away into a bank, or if you're sitting on a 401k plan or an IRA, or if you have your money in annuities, there's just a whole long line of various different investments that you could be in that right now are seriously looking at big trouble with the kind of economy that we have. And I darn well seriously think you should take a look at that and maybe move at least 20 to 25% of those assets into physical gold. And I can tell you right now, we have about 5% of the people into gold at this particular point. And the percentage of money is they're putting such a small little sliver in that if we've got to 25% for the whole public, there just wouldn't be enough to go around. Prices would skyrocket. And that's when you're talking about the $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 an ounce gold. Very comfortably, we could see $2,600 gold just because if you adjust for the inflation since 1980, where it hit its market high of $800, $2,600 would be just basically saying that gold is valued the same as it was back in 1980. Right now, it's still at a discount based upon what the dollar's done. But the market prices are going up. I still have a few items left. For those of you who picked up the Walking Liberty halves like I recommended yesterday at that $8.69 price, well, very much congratulations to you. They're now at $10.69. I still have the Lakota coin right now at $24.51. I have the Montana Silver Round at $22.63. Those are going to increase too. The francs are going to be going up. They're still at $2.63, which is the same price that I offered them to you just a week ago. And the British Sovereign at $325, exactly the same price. But, you know, I can't hold those prices forever. Markets are going up. Gold just jumped over $1,200 an ounce. My goodness, I was buying this stuff at $1,125, thinking, you know, wow, this is like a new high peak. If I could get gold again at $1,125, I would think I'd be just getting one of the greatest buys ever. And that was the high price just about a week ago. So, you know, do the math. I mean, I don't know where you're standing on your portfolios at this time or what you're doing with your investments, but give us a call. We have a few items around here. We even have the U.S. Eagles, which are no longer in production. Give us a call at 1-800-686-2237 because I don't want people missing out on this market. I mean, it isn't necessarily for the sake of making tons of money like Bob was talking about, but just for the sake of holding on to what you have. I mean, look at what do you think it's going to be worth if you're sitting in paper 2 years from now? You know, it's there's just the United States government is deep in debt, way beyond what it can pay, and it's using a printing press to finance its troubles away. It's like the Weimar Republic. We got problems here, and we should stay away from that particular. You know, we got to get into gold and silver. We got to get into something that's honest.
Absolutely. You know, hard assets like gold and silver are the ones that are maintaining their value and going up. Again, this time last year, gold was around $800. Now it's passing the $1,200 point, and it doesn't seem to have a roof on it. I wouldn't be surprised if 1 or 2 months from now we did see it hit $1,500. That's not out of the question at this point, Ted.
Well, it isn't. And the only way that this is going to be turned around and stopped is if the United States government says, sorry, we're just going to have to default on the debts that we have, and we're going to have to come back to our grassroots and get into some constitutional money like Ron Paul has been calling for. But that is the exact, you know, what's going on now is the exact opposite of that. Right now, the government is still talking about stimulating the economy. Where do you think they're coming up with the money for this? I mean, where do you think they're going to raise the money for this new government healthcare system that they're putting together when Medicare is already breaking their back? They're going to have to turn to, you know, to use the sale of U.S. government bonds, notes, and bills, and nobody wants them now. So they have to turn and sell them to the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve, if they didn't step in and buy these treasury notes, bonds, or bills, the demand for loans would go up and push the interest rates up and stale out the economy. And they don't want that either. So that they're choosing to print money to keep the interest rates low, to try to affect, you know, the economy, bring down unemployment, like Bob was saying, stimulate the economy. If they do, you know, if they put more stimulus money in the economy, it'll solve the unemployment figures temporarily. But, you know, the offset to that is the value of the currency is going to be worth less. And that's why gold and silver will be worth more.
Absolutely. MidasResources.com is the website. 1-800-686-2237. Get into gold and silver while you still can. I'm not sure there's a lot of people out there that could afford gold at $3,000 an ounce, possibly a year from now. Remember, last year at this time, at $800, it's already at $1,200. In 2003, when I started listening to the Alex Jones Show, you can get an ounce of gold for under $300. And I challenge anybody out there to show me an investment that you got into in 2002 or 2003 that has more than tripled in value. Like I said, I don't believe there's an honest one out there outside of gold.
Well, I mean, that's why people go to gold. I mean, it takes labor to create an ounce of gold. People have to actually dig it up out of the ground. It's a process where they take the ore from the ground, they put it on a leaching pad after they've pulverized the rock, and they sprinkle cyanide over it, and then they get a little bit of gold from that, about 3 ounces per ton. You know, it's such a small minute amount. Anyways, Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 is our number. We have a lot of great buys now. The market is moving. I would get this inventory I have before I have to buy new stuff because it will be higher.
We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in. Go check out the websites, Infowars.net and PrisonPlanet.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Don't call my name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking. I'll be gone, like I said. You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along.
We are back live. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. We're going to go to your calls in just a moment. Greg, Jeff, and Randy. We have Gary Lockman coming up at the top of the hour to discuss his book, Politics and the Occult. But I want to thank some of our sponsors that make this show possible. Without them, we wouldn't have an Infowars.com. We wouldn't be able to put out 20 or 30 articles a day. We wouldn't be able to do a 4-hour radio show with 2 hours of video. But thanks to these sponsors, we are able to bring you all of this, the truth, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank SilverLungs.com. That's Silver, L-U-N-G-S.com. The Silver Lungs Generator is a highly cost-effective colloidal silver generator and lung delivery system. It produces pure and endless colloidal silver and delivers the solution directly to your bloodstream. Go check them out at SilverLungs.com. And let's not forget our longest and biggest sponsor, eFoods Direct, 1-800-409-5633, or go to eFoodsDirect.com. They have absolutely the best storable foods out there. If you want to be safe in case of an emergency, in case of an economic collapse, go check out eFoodsDirect.com. All right, let's take a couple callers before we have our guests come up at the top of the hour. We're also going to be going live on PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's go to Greg in Washington. Greg, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, I always enjoy it when you take over the show. You're a nice, calm voice. I like that.
What I
would like to address is the two issues that we're really being distracted from and not addressing. The first one, and it's been on other aspects of the radio network, is the book They Own It All, Including You by Means of Toxic Currency by Ronald McDonald and Robert Rowan. Are you familiar with that?
Are you there? We must have dropped him?
I have not seen the book. Okay, what they're pointing out is that we're dealing in the currency of the Federal Reserve note, and that note itself is a lien against everything that is bought and sold. And in that case, we're being distracted from what we call dollars, which is in the Constitution, gold, a certain amount of gold and silver minted by the government, or at least weighed and measured by the government, and we're dealing in paper. The second issue is based on a book of, or just covered in a book of U.S. of A versus U.S. by Richard Kegley and T.J. Henderson, and that says that we have voluntarily become corporate citizens. You can look on your birth certificate, your SSN card, and or your driver's license. It's all capital letters. We're corporate citizens. We essentially have volunteered to enter corporate status and become under admiralty and maritime law.
All right, let me stop you right there, Greg.
Go ahead.
We have covered common law before on this program, on my program. I encourage people to go check out America Freedom to Fascism, which really breaks down what the Federal Reserve System is, how it's a private organization, also breaks down the illegality of the income tax. But we have to pick and choose our battles. I've seen people out there try to, go by common law and say that they've done all these things, and guess what? They're still subject to the same laws that the elite impose on all of us. Is it a criminal system outside of constitutional government? Absolutely, but I think the main purpose that discussing that is to wake people up to that fact and the tyranny of the Federal Reserve. That's why we're behind 1207. Audit the Fed, go after them, expose their lies. We're gonna have Gary Lockman coming up right after this to discuss politics and the occult, his latest book. And I've got a couple of Bohemian Grove annals right next to me. PrisonPlanet.tv going live in just 30 to 45 seconds. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. Alex out on assignment in Dallas. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. And we are now joined by Catherine Austin Fitz. Oh, no, we don't have her on yet. All right, she'll be on in just a moment. She is the founder and managing member of Solari Investment Advisories, LLC. She is a former Assistant Secretary of Housing for the Federal Housing Commissioner under the first Bush administration. She was the president of the Hamilton Securities Group Investment Bank and financial software developer and a Wall Street insider. So we are going to get her take on the devaluing dollar, on gold hitting a record high, on what's really going on in Dubai, and how this is going to affect us not only in the United States, but globally. How are you, Catherine?
Hi, I'm fine.
So let's just get right into it. We're seeing record numbers for gold today. The dollar continues to decline, and we're talking bailouts in Dubai. What does this all mean for us here at home?
Well, what it means is our expenses are going to rise and our income is going to fall. It's that simple. And we're going through a structural change economically as a society. We have, for the last 15 to 20 years, moved abroad many of the high-paying manufacturing and other jobs and done it in a way that significantly weakened the unions and anything that would protect the value of labor. So we're watching a fundamental shift between the value of labor and the value of capital worldwide. And it's an integral part of the way that globalization is being achieved. And so we're just, the round with Dubai is sort of the latest sort of crisis du jour related to what happens when you print lots and lots of financial paper, whether it's currency or bonds or debt securities, but you don't build up an equivalent amount of real wealth in the real economy. So we're watching a back and forth between all the paper that we've printed and the bubbles that we've engineered globally and the real economy. And the precious metals is really just the real economy saying, hey, wait a minute, we don't want your paper. We're worth a lot more in terms of your paper. And the challenge for many of us is many of us are just holding the paper.
Well, you just discussed briefly how this country has essentially been gutted from making anything. We don't really have an industry that creates and exports anything. In fact, I think our leading export at this point is garbage ideas and promises that really aren't there. I mean, how did this happen? How did we allow ourselves to stop manufacturing any physical materials whatsoever?
Well, in the 1990s, we implemented the GATT-Uruguay round and created in 1995 the WTO, the World Trade Organization, which radically changed the rules. You know, it's like any game. When you blow a whistle and change all the rules, the whole game changes. Mm-hmm. And what the World Trade Organization and the GATT round said is, we are now free to move capital in and out of any place and basically shift jobs locally, globally in a way where we can, you know, play labor off against each other around the world. And that's happening at the same time when you're instituting lots of new powerful technology, because a lot of this is made possible by telecommunications and satellite technology and digital technology. You're instituting it where it's possible to radically reduce the number of people you need to do manufacturing. So literally we're seeing new plants come up around the world where everything is done by robotics and computers, and you need very few people, where once you needed 2,000 people to do everything you need to. So part of this is simply who gets the blessings of new technology, and what we're saying is that's going to, we're going to take all those blessings and productivity and centralize it into the wealth of the few and pull it out of the well-being of the many.
It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this with Catherine Austin Fitz.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I am Jason Burmes, sitting in for Alex Jones, who's on assignment in Dallas. We're with Catherine Austin Fitz, and you were talking about really the restructuring of the global economy and the economy here at home. How do you feel the SDR, or Special Drawing Rights Unit, that the IMF is now really issuing fervently
fits into all that. Is this the global currency that they plan to replace the dollar with? Because there's all this talk that the dollar can no longer be the world reserve currency. And it would seem that although this hasn't taken a physical form yet, that may be the next step.
Well, there are a couple things happening at once, Jason. The first is there is tremendous tension between the financial, really speculative economy and the real economy. And if you look at the countries and the organizations trying to implement trade around the world, it's very painful to be trying to you know, move bananas from here to there when the currency or securities you're operating with to manage a real business have become really a tool of financial speculation and economic warfare. So we see tremendous demands by countries that are focused on real export and real trade, trying to find a way to transact and manage reserves in a way that's good for their real economy and get away from the financial speculation. Mm-hmm. So there's a demand for a global currency that's outside the global speculation system. That's one. Number two, there's no doubt there's a desire also to get off the dollar because the dollar's in a long-term decline. And what the dollar has become is, in one sense, is a form of global taxation through the balance sheets. So countries around the world buy dollars. They go down in value. And literally, it's a taxation system. So there's a real desire for something, one, that's global, that's two, that's outside of the speculation, and three, is not going down in value. And that's part of what you're seeing with the SDRs and the movement to a global currency. You know, but the other thing, what we're seeing is we're just seeing a desire for people to have something that's not going down, which is part of what's pushing the price of gold and silver and the precious metals up a lot in the last couple of months. Mm-hmm.
So what does the United States look like once the dollar is dumped as the world reserve currency? Is this literally the death of the dollar and we would need some kind of other currency in the United States? Would this trigger even a deeper depression? I know that Obama's talking about a double dip recession, which to me is just a semantical word game to say, hey, things aren't going to get any better. They dare not use the term depression. But if the dollar is taken away as the global reserve currency, does it survive? And what happens here in the United States?
Well, I don't think we're going through a depression or recession. I think we're going through, I call it a financial coup d'etat.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what you're watching is a fundamental reengineering of how the world is governed, and it's intentional and it's planned. Now, it happens in organic ways. It's not, you know, it's not as though it's perfectly scripted. Mm-hmm. But we're going through a fundamental change, and the decision to basically reduce the middle class to a much more, you know, to a much lower income with much less political power lifestyle was an intentional decision made in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially what has happened is you have one or two generations in the United States that built up huge wealth over their lifetime, and what we saw was that wealth transferred out of the economy and abroad during the 90s, sort of hidden behind the bubble. But that's an intentional thing, and so when we talk about this in terms of depression and recession, we're talking about business cycles, and that's not really the traditional. We're not watching a traditional business cycle. We're watching a fundamental reengineering of and centralization of economic and political control, and it's very much global and very planned out. Let me give you an example. I was in London in 2002 to give a paper on, it's called The Myth of the Rule of Law, about the sort of how the process of privatization was working here in the United States and how things were, you know, basically criminal enterprises being used to centralize all sorts of ownership and control in real estate into a relatively small group of people. And I gave the paper, and following me there was a former reporter from the Wall Street Journal giving a paper about the sort of economic warfare in Russia during the 90s, and then followed by a wonderful reporter in London who gave one on Eastern Europe. And we were all in a state of shock because we realized it was the same companies, the same banks, same hedge funds, same defense contractors operating as syndicate in all three places. We just didn't you know, we hadn't seen the game because we thought it was just North America or Russia or Eastern Europe. And what we didn't see was there was a global process going on of buying up and controlling all sorts of land and real estate and enterprises, and was very much part of a process of economic warfare that was going on globally.
Well, when these elitists talk about redistribution of wealth, what they really mean is that their goal is to take the United States and take us from our first world nation status and delve us into this second world nation status as they consolidate power, as they gain more power. And I see this system being implemented with this cap and trade scam and now being exposed in ClimateGate. I mean, that's why they created these carbon markets and carbon prices. I mean, that the EU openly trades, European Union. This is about globalization. And I think that this is the next step in this redistribution of how the global economy works. Yes?
Well, let's look at the challenge, you know, whether it's what I'll just call a metaphor for the people running the economy globally. So whether you're Mr. Global or whether you're, you know, you're Jason and Catherine and the people listening to this call. The question is, how do we go from being a world of where resources are very much used by the few and not by the many, and a world where we're having incredible sort of damage from growth and population to the environment on the planet? How do we go to a world where we are living in alignment with each other and with the environment? So how do we go from an unhealthy model to a much more healthy model? And here's the challenge. The question is, how do you incentivize people to do what's good for the environment and do what's much more equitable in terms of sharing of resources? And there are positive systems you can use to do that, Jason. The Solari model says, okay, why don't we finance communities with equity, and then people can make money and get financial wealth from reducing consumption. Because the notion that we need consumption to grow to get the stock market to go up is absurd. That's the corporate model. But in fact, if you finance places with equity, there's enormous financial incentives for all of us to dramatically reduce our consumption in a way that aligns us, you know, and our finances with the environment. Cap and trade is a very different kind of system. It's a taxation system. And it says, you know, you can't trust people to do the right thing. So rather than and incentivize them with positive, what we're going to do is we're just going to make it very painful and expensive for them to not lower their footprint. But we're going to do it in a way that, one, gives us central control, and two, where we can game the system. So I've always said, if you think, you know, that the cap and trade would make derivatives look like it was something that Mother Teresa came up with. Because what you're seeing in cap and trade is the worst polluters in the planet being given a get out of jail free card in exchange for making it much more expensive for the least polluting people. So for example, Democracy Now! Just had a great description about a month ago of General Motors purchasing of carbon credits in Brazil, and basically, you know, General Motors is free to pollute because the folks in Brazil can no longer hunt or do all sorts of things with land that they've been using for generations.
Mm-hmm.
So you literally have a system that allows the most polluting to continue to pollute and get a get out of jail free card by making life miserable for the people who have the lowest footprint.
And exactly, even though they're going to buy these carbon credits, those fees, those costs will then be implemented on the lower class by what they cost. They'll just increase their price. And in fact, now you're seeing around gas stations that if cap and trade is passed, yes, gas will go up 75 cents or a dollar. And then the left cover is, oh, you must work for the oil industry. That's why you're against cap and trade. That's why you're against a carbon tax. Yet these headlines I have next to me, out of Bloomberg, Shell calls for global expansion of cap and trade CO2 programs. And then we have an Exxon executive calling for the same things. These are the people that are actually behind this carbon tax system.
Well, let's talk about what we need. The first thing that we need, whether it's, you know, if you're the American people or you're in Latin America or any continent around the world, what we all need is transparency about what's going on. What ClimateGate shows is that the quote-unquote science around the need to have any kind of system is bogus. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's very hard for most people to believe that the concept of global warming could get this far, and we have this kind of sort of bogus science going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first thing that's needed, Jason, is transparency about where is climate change coming from, why, and what are the things that we can do? You know, what does the human race control that we can change that can improve our circumstances for whatever reason? And I think that, you know, I'm someone who spends a huge amount of time trying to understand what's happening and why, and I still feel absolutely no confidence that I know why or can explain, you know, why climate change is happening, because I think there's so much disinformation, and it's a perfect example of how disinformation is used to bring about bad policy and control, when what we need is a real honest conversation about what's going to happen and what can we do.
Well, the bottom line is, if the data said what they said it showed, they wouldn't have destroyed it, and they would have allowed it to be peer-reviewed unless, except for, you know, they didn't, and they had it fall into the dark abyss. It's the Alex Jones Show, back after this.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. Here's an exciting announcement. From now until December 15th, all products that eFoods Direct provides are listed at 10% off the regular price. The holiday season is the time for peace, happiness, and security. What better way to ensure fearless hope for the future of our families than to have as much good food in our homes as possible? This year, in addition to the overall 10% savings, the holiday special is made up of the new prepared meals that taste great. It also comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate or as a gift. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly
still. She's called the current economic situation a financial coup d'etat. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis, sitting in. I want to move on to what's going on in Copenhagen in just, I think it's 6 or 7 days it begins, this Copenhagen Treaty, where one of the quote-unquote three pillars is global government, and the term taxation and tax appears over a dozen times. They're trying to get this cap-and-trade scheme global. I mean, all the way around so that we sign onto a treaty, and of course, the United States is the quote-unquote worst polluter, so we're going to be hit the hardest. What do you see coming out of this climate treaty, this meeting?
I don't know what's going to come out of Copenhagen, because I think there's a real effort going on behind the scenes to make sure that the United States doesn't commit or commits as little as possible, and we don't know how it's going to play out. The question behind all of this is really goes back to, are we going to have a democracy, or are we going to have be part of a system where invisible forces control top-down through these unbelievably complex systems, a lot of which are being engineered by using the environmental issues and the environmental sort of community. I think in many respects they're unknowing about it. But, you know, it's I don't know what's going to come out, Jason. I think we just have to wait to see. But it's part of a long-term trend to try and engineer top-down control in a way that literally takes any kind of accountability out of the hands of the people who live in a place. So if you live in a county in the United States, and the United States breaks down to just about 3,100 counties, who's in control in that county? Is it the World Trade Organization? Is it rules set in a place like Copenhagen? Is it the federal government, or is it your local sheriff and town council? And that's where the rubber's going to meet the road. If you're a farmer, do you own and control the water on your property, or is does somebody in, you know, at the World Trade Organization determine what happens with it?
So where do you see all this going in the United States? What are we going to look like in 6 months, in a year? Is the dollar going to continue to decline? Is gold going to continue to go up? And then how can people really hedge their bets and protect themselves from this really economic takeover to the tune of an admitted over $27 trillion in bailouts?
Well, the first thing you want to do is, I'm not a prophet, so there are many different things that can happen. There are many different scenarios that can play out. But the one thing we do know is that there's certain long-term trends, and what you want to do is make sure you align yourself with a long-term trend. So the first long-term trend is we're having a shift of resources out of financial assets and what I call sort of bubble economics and into real things. And what that means is the average household needs to demonetize. So, for example, I once had a friend who was constantly complaining about how the yields in her stock market portfolio were falling and her water bill was going up. And I said, well, you know, this is really easy. Why don't you just sell some stock and build a well? And so that's a perfect example where we put our money into corporate securities and then we get a yield on our corporate securities and then we go into the market and buy from those same corporations the goods and services that we need. So we've been intermediated, and demonetization is really about saying, okay, where can I start investing my time and my resources so that I permanently lower my overhead because it makes sense to, you know, to go back to the way my grandparents or great-grandparents did it. The economics are changing because we're in a bull market for tangibles. So, for example, the more I can reduce my dependency in terms of my energy, my food, on unreliable players. You want to get unreliable players out of your life. So so I, you know, one of the questions I always ask people is, who's your farmer, who's your banker, where's your money? With genetically modified food, there's a reason we all want to start getting to know our farmers again and finding ways of, you know, maybe investing in farmland that help make sure you have a, you know, a wonderful supply of food. You know, so demonetization about that. The second thing is, where are you putting your money, and how does that relate to making sure you're advantaged? I always give the example of three women. I was sitting with a group of three women who were very close friends, and I got them talking about how their money worked. And what we discovered is that one had her money in a local bank that was sending their money into their correspondent bank in New York. This is a large New York bank, and they were getting about 4% at the time on their money. And when we come back, I'll finish the story.
Sounds good. We're with Catherine Austin Fitz. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Vermes sitting in. Go check out all of our films, all of our programs over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to invite you to go to TPR20info.com. If you suffer from chronic or recurring pain, or if you take prescription drugs for pain, then you owe it to yourself to visit TPR20info.com and get TPR20, the effective pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. I use TPR20 for arthritis in my hand, and it works great. It relieves the pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.com, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Visit TPR20info.com and give yourself and those you love the gift of pain relief. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. Again, that is TPR20info.com. Or click on the TPR20 banner on Infowars.com. That's TPR20info.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We are back live. It's the Alex Jones Show. We have Catherine Austin Fitz with us. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. Before we go back to her, I want to remind people that there are holiday specials up over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. You can get an entire year subscription to PrisonPlanet.tv, get all of our films in the highest of quality for only $39.95. You can get Loose Change Final Cut for only $5. Do you want to expose the truth about 9/11 to your friends and family members this Christmas? That is the deal. Only $5. Then you can also get Endgame, the 9/11 Chronicles, the Obama Deception, the blockbuster that has really brought the administration to its knees, and the latest and greatest, Fall of the Republic, along with a free t-shirt for only $44.95. Go check them out over at Infowars.com. Now, we left off with you, Catherine, talking about how you should really know your farmer, and then you were getting into how you should really know your banker. Yes, absolutely.
Around, all good friends. One had her money in a local bank that was shipping its money to the correspondent large New York bank. She was getting about 4% on her money at the time. Yields were much higher. The second woman had her 401k, IRA, both 401k and IRA, and she had her money in the stock of the same New York bank. And their third friend, and remember, I'm getting them talking about their money. It turns out their third friend was borrowing on her credit card. She started a business using her credit card, and right after that, it was a credit card of the same New York bank. The bank jacked the rate up to 23%. So the first two women are making about 5% and providing their capital, their life savings, to this bank, and one of their best friends is borrowing it back at 23%. Now, what's wrong with that picture? Why do we need a bank thousands of miles away, or over 1,000 miles away, to get in between three friends in a way that's raking off huge and hideous profits? Well, that's an opportunity. And in fact, there was one website that got started, prosper.com, which was allowing or set up to help people loan directly to each other. And of course, you know, the boys shut it down. So another question is, where is the opportunity to not be intermediated by the big institutions and find ways of making more money and keeping the cash flow in either our networks or our neighborhood? Let's say we did everything, Jason, we could. We demonetized, we bought our generator, we started loaning to our, let's say we did everything we could do just ourselves and our networks. Then the question comes down to, okay, now how do we start taking political action? And in addition to who's your farmer and who's your banker, a very important question in the 2010 election is going to be, who's your sheriff? Because, in fact, if you look at the legal construct upon which the republic was founded, the most powerful person in your county is not the president of the United States and is not even your governor. It's the sheriff. And literally, the federal government cannot do anything outside or against the Constitution if your sheriff says no. You may not. They're the ultimate word within that jurisdiction. And we're going to have Richard Mack. I don't know if you've ever had Richard Mack on InfoWars, but we're going to have Richard Mack, who's a retired sheriff in Arizona, who's written a lot about this question and, in fact, took the federal government to court, went all the way to the Supreme Court and won. He's going to be on the Solari Report in January. And so I just cringe when I see people spend money and time on the presidential elections when they're completely ignoring who is their sheriff and their political representation in their own local area, in their
town. Well, I always tell people that they need to start locally, and if they truly do want to change the system, perhaps it's time for them to run for city council or state senator or even a congressional spot. But, of course, the sheriff is a very, very powerful position and an electable one. So right. If you don't like what's going on in your county, it's time for you to run for sheriff.
Well, but the other thing is, the sheriffs can do an awful lot if people will support them. And a lot of the politics comes down to the Fed throws a lot of money. The more dependent we get on federal money and the more the feds control the cash flow locally, the more everybody won't support their sheriff in standing up. And that's why it's got to be battled out in the cash flow. The next place you need to go after who's your sheriff is to look at, okay, let's look at where the governmental money is going. We're paying taxes, and that tax money is going someplace. Is that money circulating into the businesses that create employment and opportunities for us that we our neighbors own? And I just want to use an example of what's been happening, because if you look, if you dig in and you look at the federal, state, and local governmental flows, all resources, not just contracts or expenditures within a place, what you discover is there's enormous opportunity to lower the burden to taxpayers in a way that creates much more income locally for us. And let me give you a perfect example. I live in Tennessee. We have about 20% of the population now on food stamps, huge part of the federal flow-through in the Tennessee state budget. It's over $1 billion now. So 20% of the people on food stamps in a state where we have fabulous farmland, beautiful farmland that's just sitting, not doing anything. It turns out, Jason, that we are outsourcing the data servicing and customer support work on the food stamp contract. In Tennessee, it's true in Florida, other states, too. Are you ready for this? J.P. Morgan Chase in India.
Oh, how lovely.
Now, we have counties in Tennessee where we have 25% unemployment. So the federal and state governments are paying people to not work and paying for their food stamps when they are also paying J.P. Morgan Chase to do jobs that these people could do.
Now, well, that's why those arguments never stand up that, oh, they don't want to take these jobs. No, you're not offering them to people. You're moving them overseas and making it impossible for them to do this work.
Well, in fact, data servicing jobs are wonderful jobs for many people. If you are someone who has responsibilities for caring for children or for elderly parents or both, data servicing jobs can be beamed in. You know, you can beam them out to lots of different sites locally. And they can be done in flexible hours. So you can get very high productivity with flexible hours in sites that are closer to home, even residential. So, in fact, it doesn't make any sense to beam those jobs to India, because there is a way to do them here, which is enormously wonderful for a workforce that literally cannot get in a car and commute an hour into Nashville or Knoxville or, you know, Tampa or Orlando, because they have to take care of, and it's certainly much more economic for society to have them care for their family members than to try and institutionalize that. So if you look at the fundamental economics, you'll see again and again, and I saw this, I served as the Assistant Secretary of Housing, and I would often see communities where we were spending $250,000 per unit to construct public housing when $50,000 would buy and rehab a single family home. So we were paying five times per unit of what we needed to. And in fact, in the Clinton administration, I took that example. It was New Orleans, where this situation, the fact pattern was just outrageous. I had first seen it in Chicago. I took it to the assistant of the person who ran that program at HUD. And I said, look, if we just re-engineer the money, we could get five homes for the price of one. The person turned bright red and looked at me and said, but how could we generate fees for our friends? So when there's a bubble going on, Jason, everybody's happy to generate fees for our friends. You know, when you turn to people and say your children can't have health care because there's not enough money, it's time to look at 50 years of accumulated fees for our friends and say, you know, maybe we need to re-engineer how things work, because we've had decades of computers and new technology, and yet the overhead costs of fundamental government projects have skyrocketed exponentially, and that's because we are subsidizing a huge infrastructure, the biggest piece of which is these big corporations, because you give a big corporation a government contract and you drive their stock up. So there's real, you know, capital gains on stock market and real estate is the primary source of political contributions. And it starts, though, in your own county saying, okay, let me get control of my local representatives, whether it's my sheriff or town council or state representative, make sure we have excellent people in office, but then let's look at the money and let's look at where we're paying five times for, you know, of what is needed, and where we cannot re-engineer the money to get a much better result in terms of expenses down and income up for the people here in a way that reduces the load to taxpayer. And I tell you, those opportunities are absolutely there.
We're going to open up the phone lines for Catherine Austin Fitz in just a moment. But first, I want to get your take on gold being at a record high today. Where is the roof on this thing? Are we going to see it go up above 1300, 1400, maybe even hit 1500? Where do you see gold and precious metals going?
If you go back and you look at the high in 1980 before the current high,
mm-hmm.
and you say, okay, you know, gold traded at 800, even above, but you know, the close was 800. So gold traded at 800 in 1980. If we were going to say, okay, how much was that in inflation-adjusted dollars? Because we've had enormous inflation from 1980 until now, so it's almost mm-hmm. 30 years of inflation. But in current dollars, what was that, 800? Depending on who calculates it and what series they use. Do they use a government series or, for example, John Williams Shadow Stats has redone the government numbers. So do we use the you know, more reliable numbers like John's for the CPI and the inflation, mm-hmm. what would $800 be in current dollars? You get estimates of anywhere from $2,500 to $7,500.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're looking at today with a price of approximately $1,200 is something that is less than 50% of where the high was in 1980. So on an inflation-adjusted basis, Jason, we're nowhere near the high. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, the challenge we have with precious metals is that it's a very tiny market relative to the global stock or bond market. And I mean, the global bond market is huge, and then you add derivatives. So if a tiny bit of money decides it wants to shift into precious metals, you're talking about enormous pressure to drive the price up. Now, we've seen over the last 15 years real intervention by the central banks and government treasuries to drive and manage the price down as really a way to protect the bond market and sort of the inflated values of global currencies, particularly the dollar. More and more investors are beginning to understand that game. One of the things that had always threatened the market was the overhang of gold that the IMF has said that it was willing to sell. The IMF is beginning, instead of just threatening sales, they have approved sales, but that overhang is going very quickly into central banks, which are snapping it up. And if you say to yourself, look, if central banks and institutional investors and retail investors are going to start to move into this very, very thin market, it doesn't take much incremental change in percentage of market share to drive the price through the roof. So the long-term fundamentals on precious metals are very, very strong, number one. And number two, it is very important to remember that this is an extremely political market and a very, you know, there's an economic war going on in the middle of this market. So we're looking at prices that are extremely volatile. And it's very important to recognize, yes, we have a long-term bull market. My guess is that there is a great distance to go. This has only just begun. But you have to be very careful because in the short term, we're going to get wild swings. And it's important for a retail investor to not do anything in this market where they could get caught by the, you know, by those swings. So
mm-hmm.
before anybody sort of tiptoes into these waters, just make sure you understand what you've got going and be prepared to stick in it for the long haul. Now, when does it end?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that could end all of this is when a new global currency, it goes into effect and is really working. And that will diminish the need for using precious metals as sort of a global currency. This reflects not only that need, but the need, the distrust that everybody has in government. So we're really watching a deterioration in the quality of sovereign government credits worldwide. So I think this goes on for a long time. You just want to be really careful because we're talking about something that will price in very volatile ways against your local currency.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Betty in Texas. Betty, what's on your mind?
Catherine, thank you so much for allowing me to speak to you. I'm so thrilled with everything that you say. However, I would like to add in something about the Copenhagen Treaty. One, Obama still hasn't produced his birth certificate, and he's being sued over that by Phil Berg, I believe. And two, he cannot sit as the head of the Security Council of the United Nations while he's being president of the United States. And so have you heard anything about whether or not Phil Berg has filed an injunction to keep Obama from going and signing the Copenhagen Treaty? And what do you think about it?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just an ignorant of the status of that lawsuit occasionally. You know, like anybody, I'll read things on the Internet, but I really am not current.
Yeah, and I don't think that there's anything actually going on in regards to the Copenhagen Treaty due to that. I thank you for the call, Betty. Let's go to Chris in New Mexico. Chris, you're on the line.
Thanks, Jason. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Jason.
No, that was Jason. I'm Chris.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chris.
That's okay. Chris, what do you got for us?
Catherine, nice to hear you in the daytime instead of the middle of the night. Would you spend a few minutes talking about one of the alternative currencies? You know, I think that's the only way that we're going to get out of this mess. Something like along the lines of Ithaca Hours or, you know, some of the others that have been established. And I know you know a little bit about that, so maybe can you address that?
Sure. I think there are a number of ways that we can start to transact both locally and in our networks. And the important thing to understand is it needs to be built in a very granular way, which gives energy to the people in the short term within a community. One of the challenges of community currencies is that if you organize them as a sort of new legal structure and make them complicated, they can be very expensive and time-consuming. And I'm a believer in the just-do-it method, and I would look at several things. One is the idea of using your gold and silver coins as just a medium of exchange. If you go to our website at Solari.com, Franklin Sanders of the Money Changer and I have created a little application which we're about to redevelop and roll out a new one in 2010 called the Gold and Silver Payment Calculator, and it allows you to translate back and forth between dollars. You know, let's say you want to pay somebody $100. You can use the calculator to very quickly calculate in silver and gold coins what it would take to pay that amount. So the first thing, I'm going to suggest three things, but the first is just start using your gold and silver coins to transact. Just do it.
Let's talk about those other two things on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. Infowars.com, PrisonPlan.tv, and Catherine's website, Solari.com, Solari.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, Who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Segment of the Alex Jones Show. He's out on assignment in Dallas. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. If you missed any of the program, remember following the broadcast, the podcast is available at InfoWars.com. Three great guests today, Jim O'Neill, Gary Lachman, Catherine Austin Fitz, and of course Alex Jones joined us for the better part of an hour. Catherine, you were just talking about what currencies you could get into. You said, you know, use your silver and gold coins as currencies, but you had two other points you wanted to make.
Sure, and this is the, you know, how do we start currencies by the just do it method. The second is there's a wonderful association called IRTA. It's the International Association Related to Barter Networks. In your community, it is likely that you already have a barter network set up that could use some support. And there is a great deal that can be done through barter networks, both locally and their network globally. So, you know, you can end up getting your tour package to Scotland for the holidays through your local barter network. So check out the IRTA website and find the local barter network or networks in your place and start to see if there aren't ways you can use it. A lot of times you'll find businesses report as much as a 10% increase in sales that come about by their use of barter. So there's a lot of opportunities, but we need to start just build from the infrastructure that's there. Finally, there's a real opportunity, as Chris said, to explore exchanging or trading or using hours, just using hours among neighbors and friends and businesses, but then going to a more formal system of trading our time and trading hours that makes an awful lot of sense to explore. It starts with really talking to other people in your community, whether it's your neighbor or other small businesses, about how you can help each other save time or lower your expenses. So it really starts with socializing and communication and just exploring the ideas. If you can start to have more reciprocal relationships and connections, then you can move to a system of really trading hours, and there's lots of information on the website. Now, I will say one of the most interesting statistics, Jason, is during the Great Depression, there were over 3,200 local currencies in America.
Do you think there'll be a revival in that?
Only 3,100 counties. Mm-hmm. So this is something that we're gonna return and be doing this again. And so it absolutely makes sense to spend time, but start with what you know, whether it's your gold and silver coins, barter networks in your community, just getting to know more people in your neighborhood and seeing where you can't trade time. You know, just where I live in a very rural community, so we're always offering to help each other. I'm going into town. What can I pick up for you?
All right. Final caller, Noel in Illinois. You're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Jason. Fable Enemies was unbelievable. And I have a quick question in terms of the ClimateGate scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Have any of you guys talked about, there's a newsletter from Earth Government, March 27, 2003, which talks about how we needed a Earth government in terms of like a one world government to help, you know.
I have seen that document, Noel. I have seen that document. I have not discussed it on the program, but that's purely oversight. The only thing about that document is it's not an actual email. It was something that was being emailed to other people as kind of like this precursor, I guess, to the global government they were going to try to get passed in the Copenhagen Treaty. Very pro one world government, very pro New World Order. But after all, that is where this all seems to be headed as they are trying to promote a global currency. Catherine Austin Fitz's website is solari.com. That's S-O-L-A-R-I. If you missed any of the program, we got the podcast coming to you at Infowars.com in just a few moments, and the rebroadcast right after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. Thank you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.